You guys have 10 people for that, and any other issues to do that, and who's them people in the hall. So you want to sign up to chill, you can judge me too, can you? Okay, I didn't think so. Okay. Usually, we'll be at auction with our resident auctioneer Mike Zeman. If you've never heard him, he is a hoot. So, in order to have the auction, we're going to need good items, need a good condition for the auction, and those can be left in Sue's office. Tickets will be on sale. You can also buy them at the door, but we really like to sell in advance. The red bag is $10 for an adult, $25 for a family, $5 for a child. Oh, okay. Okay. Another announcement. For our newsletter, always remember the newsletter deadline is January 15th. And if you have an announcement that you would like to be made, fill out the forms and put them in the communication box that is also in the hallway. Worship committee, they will be meeting this Saturday at 1 o'clock to take all our beautiful Christmas decorations down and pack them away nicely so that we can reuse them next year. And if you, we have a lot of new chairs for committees next year. You may be on a different committee that you weren't on last time. There will be district training for new and returning officers and leaders on January 31st. You can sign up online or call the office for more information. Okay, I think that covers everything. Anyone have anything to add this morning? Okay, if you would please, let me make sure. Yes, we will. Do they stand? Get your inserts out and our opening words and our opening prayer. Darkness is vanished. The brightness of the star leads us.
We come to celebrate God's high love.
Glory be to God in the highest.
And on earth, peace forever.
Amen. Would you please join me in the prayer? Loving God, who breaks through the darkness of doubt and despair, be with us this day as we hear of the visit of the wise ones who risked everything to follow a star. Let us open our hearts and be willing to risk receiving gift of gracious love that you have to offer us in the form of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
If you'd stand and turn to your hymnals to page 219.
We'll sing, What Child Is This?
Today. What I was going to talk with you about was this manger scene over here. Come with me, John, and stand over here. And we know what belongs in the manger scene, right? We have, who's this?
Joseph.
And there's the baby Jesus. Mm-hmm. And who are these fellows right here?
The shepherds.
The shepherds, yep. And what about these right here?
The
The wise men, yes, the three kings that came. And that's what I wanted to talk with you about today was the three kings. The kings came from far away countries. They didn't live in the neighborhood. They weren't right up the street. They came from far away. And that's a sign to us that the revelation of Christ in the little tiny baby Jesus that was born, the revelation of God come to us, Emmanuel, is that it's a message for the whole world, all around the world. It doesn't matter where you're from, what country you live in. You know there are many places in the world where there are Christians that worship probably a little differently than we worship, but they worship the same Christ and our Savior wherever they're from. That's what brings us together. God gave us the gift of Jesus, and we are to spread that news all around the world. There are Christians on the opposite side of the world who worship, and down in the other parts of the world who worship. Everything outside of these doors is a revelation to God. All of Jesus' life, his ministry, his death, his resurrection, all of that revealed God's love for us, and it started with a little tiny baby so long ago. But I want you to remember those three kings because they came from all the way around the world from different places. And that's what we celebrate, is a God who is revealed to the whole world, no matter where you live. Let's bow our heads and have a prayer. We thank you, God, for the gift of Jesus, who comes to us again in the form of a tiny child, vulnerable and sweet. And yet, this is your love for us. It's just an amazing gift that you can bring us something so beautiful. And that we, as your children, receive this gift with pleasure and happiness and holiness. And ask, dear God, for your continued blessing upon us as your children, that we may be faithful to your call to us in this life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Will the ushers please come forward for our presentation of tithes and offerings? Let us pray. We are grateful, O God, for all the many good gifts that you have shown us and bestowed upon us, especially that gift of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, whom we celebrate this day and every day. We pray your blessing upon us as a church, that you would use these good gifts that are brought before you in humbleness and thankfulness for the work of your church in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you.
Joseph was looking for a place to sleep when
life was changed by a baby boy.
Mary had secrets that her heart was keeping.
Life was changed by a baby boy.
They were glad,
so glad,
so glad. They were glad,
so glad.
Their lives were changed by a baby boy. A host of bright angels tell the shepherd band.
Lives were changed by a baby boy.
And when the angel said go, they obeyed his command, yeah.
Lives were changed by a baby boy.
They were glad, so glad. They were glad, so glad. Their lives were changed by a baby boy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Had to follow a brand new star.
Lives were changed by a baby boy.
And no matter how deep, and no matter how far, yeah.
Lives were changed by a baby boy.
They were glad,
so glad.
So glad.
So glad.
They were glad,
so glad.
So glad.
Their lives were changed by a baby boy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Changed my baby boy. The lives have changed my baby boy.
If you would turn in your insert to the prayer of confession. I would ask that we would go to God in prayer, confessing our sins before we come to his table, as we pray one gift of God. Let us pray together. Lord, we confess that we have been wrapped up on our secular celebration of Christmas. We have thoroughly enjoyed the music, the food, the swirl of activities. We have looked happily at the Christmas lights and decorations, and yet we have chosen to ignore the people who are most in need of compassion and assistance during this time. We often feel overwhelmed by the demands on our resources, and so we turn our deaf ear and look away. Open our hearts today, precious Lord, and help us hear the cries of those in need. Bring us to an understanding of active discipleship in which we work helping others and thus serving you. Heal us and give us courage and joy in your service, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. As surely as light follows darkness, the light of God's love given to the world so long ago is given for you, for healing and hope. You are beloved of God. In God's name, receive the light. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning is found in the second chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born of the Jews? For we observed the star at its rising and have come to pay him homage."
When King Herod heard of this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. There was an old country farmhouse where a little boy grew up with his family. And this old farmhouse had a dirt basement underneath the kitchen, which used to be called a root cellar. Now, they don't have these in Florida, but I know, they don't have root cellars in Florida. But I know some of you who originated up north might have heard of these. It's a lot like the shelter that they got into during the movie The Wizard of Oz when the tornado was coming. You know, you had to lift up these heavy doors and climb down into the cellar. It was dirt. It wasn't a complete basement. It was made out of dirt. But it was used to store things like potatoes and apples and yams and other things because it was cooler down there and it kept those things fresh. And they were in these old wooden crates pushed up against the wall of the basement. Well, two or three times a week, this little boy's mother would send him down to get something that she needed out of the basement. He would bring back up some things to her to prepare her meal with. And he knew the basement so well that he never bothered to turn on the light. He knew how to find it in the dark, whatever he needed. He would just go and head and find this in the dark. But one year, he got a flashlight for Christmas. And so when his mother sent him down into the cellar for potatoes, he took his new flashlight along with him. He wanted to try out his new flashlight. He stepped into the basement and turned it on. And immediately he wished he hadn't. In the sudden glare of the flashlight, he saw several rats and bugs and a snake or two run to scurry back to their hiding places. He shuddered to think of all the times that he had been down there in the dark, and all those icky things were all around him, but because it was dark, he couldn't see them. In this case, the shining of the light, instead, it scared him greatly because he saw what was in the darkness. During Epiphany, today is Epiphany Sunday, and the season of Epiphany, we celebrate the coming of the light of Christ into the world. We celebrate it as a good thing, which it is. We celebrate it as a joyous thing, which it also is. We celebrate it as a life-giving thing, which of course it is. But all too often, we celebrate it as an easy thing, which it most decidedly is not. The coming of the light of Christ into the world is a hard, good thing. The coming of the light of Christ into the world is a severe mercy. The coming of the light of Christ into the world brings life, but it also brings death. Today's gospel lesson tells the story of the Magi, the wise men, which we are all familiar with, who follow the star to the manger, and they find the true light, which is Christ our Lord. Most of the story that we heard tells of their encounter with King Herod. In the midst of this pleasant tale that we hear, there's one hint of darkness when it says that the travelers are warned in a dream not to return and report to King Herod. Do you remember why that was? Do you remember what happened next in the story? The hint of darkness reminds us of the fact that Herod was a bad king and a very bad man. He was such a bad man that what he did was he killed all the baby boys in Bethlehem in hopes of killing the prophesied king of the Jews. This is referred to, if you remember, the slaughter of the innocents. And we don't like to talk about that very much at Christmas time. We prefer to hear about the baby Jesus. It's a dark and ugly story. Too dark and too ugly to bring up during the joyous and happy season of Christmas. Most of us are like that little boy going down into the basement in the dark. We are perfectly happy as long as we are blissfully unaware of the dangers that are lurking there. When the light of Christ shines unblinkingly into the dark places of our lives, most of us are not very happy about what we see. None of us likes to have our sins and our shortcomings pointed out, not by God or anyone else. But that's exactly what the light of Christ does. It shines upon our lives and shows us who we really are. It examines us in the unblinking light of God's holiness. And we all blink our eyes and shudder to see the vermin of our inner selves revealed. There is a man I know who has 5 of the 7 early warning signs of melanoma, which is a type of skin cancer. It's the most deadly type of skin cancer. So in order to keep things in check, he goes to see a doctor every 6 months for a thorough checkup. And what he has to do, he gets undressed and he has to stand under this bright light while the doctor looks at every inch of his skin to see if there's any evidence of skin cancer. It shows his every blemish and imperfection. But, of course, it's also a life-giving light, for it reveals what needs to be tended to and healed. And that way, he can remain cancer-free. And that's what the light of Christ is like. It's both hard and soft. It deals in both life and death. It shows both the presence of evil and the hope and way of salvation. It was because of the darkness that Christ came into the world. There was darkness then, and there continues to be darkness now. We all know of the dark places and hardly need to be reminded. There is war, injustice, cruelty, illness, uncertainty, and the loss of hope. These are all rampant in the world. And the light of Christ shines on us and in us and through us. We are the light. We are now the light of Christ in the world. We are called to shine the light of God's love into all the world's dark places. We are called to point out the ugliness of evil, and we are called to point to the eternal loveliness of Christ. We are called to fill the world with the penetrating and healing light of Christ. That's who we are, and it's not always a fun or pleasant thing. But arise and shine, my people, for your light has come. And we thank the Lord for the gift of the light. In Jesus' name, amen. you would turn in your hymnals to page 15 and 16 for the responses for Holy Communion. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Before the mountains were brought forth, or you had formed the earth, from everlasting to everlasting, you alone are God. You created light out of darkness and brought forth life on earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through prophets. So with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, in whom you have revealed yourself, our light and our salvation. You sent a star to guide wise men to where the Christ was born. And in your signs and witnesses, in every age and through all the world, you have led your people from far places to his light. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ is come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen.
And now with the confidence of children of God, let us pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and glory forever. Amen. The bread which we break is the sharing in the body of Christ. The cup which we drink is a sharing of the blood of Christ. God's gifts for the people of God have been prepared, and you are invited. It doesn't matter who you are or where you come from. This is not my table, but the Lord's table. And the Lord has asked all to come and partake. Will the ushers please direct the congregation after the choir has come to receive the elements?
Thank you. Thank you. number 254, we'll sing We Three Kings.
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And may He rest upon you, and until we meet again, go in His peace and favor. Amen and amen.